handkerchief carried in the sleeve instead of the pocket, with your bearing that marks you as an army man.
So the late war gave you South Africa, I see that.
Not the kind of a riding man, but your beard shows that you are not in a regular regiment. And as to Middlesex Corps, your card here has already told me that.
In what way?
You're a stockbroker, sir, from Throgmorton Street. What other regiment would you have joined? And so, what's been happening at Tewkesbury Old Park?
This is clairvoyance, Mr. Holmes.
Well, no doubt I could make you believe that, were I so unscrupulous as the Sultan Rochet man, but there is no mystery. Your letter was on the headed writing paper from Tewkesbury Old Park.
Of course.
And by the pressing terms in which you wrote, it was clear that something both sudden and important had happened.
By God, sir! You have made a most damnable intrusion into the privacy of my family.
Colonel Emsworth, I am sorry...
The matter will not bear discussion. You were here, Mr. Dodd, as a guest in my house. You abuse my hospitality and have become a spy upon my family.
That is less than justice, Colonel.
Indeed it is, sir. Are you to leave as soon as there is a train? Damn this, there's none tonight. Believe me, if there were, you would be on it.
I regret you should misconstrue in this way.
There is a London train at 8:30 in the morning. The trap will be at the door at 8:00.
I want you to know, Colonel Emsworth.
I have nothing more to say to you, sir, save that I have no wish ever to see you again.
I have no intention of being intimidated, sir, by anything you may say or do. You call me a spy. It is you who have made me so by lying to me.
If I see you here after tomorrow without my leave, I shall be within my rights, Mr. Dodd, if I use violence.
I warn you. I shall get to the bottom of this.
But I warn you, sir. Come back, and I'll shoot you. By God, I will!
He's a hard nail, is Colonel Emsworth.
The Crimean VC.
Yes, the greatest martinet in the army in his day. And it was a day of rough language, too.
And so he kicked you out.
That was what it amounted to. I can tell you, Mr. Holmes, I couldn't have stuck him at all if I hadn't been there for Godfrey's sake.
Perhaps you care to explain.
I got into the way of supposing you knew it all without being told.
Even I cannot work without the facts, Mr. Dodd.
Well, then. You were quite right, of course, that I'm lately from the war in South Africa. Godfrey Emsworth was my mate almost from the moment I joined the squadron. My mate. That means a good deal in the army.
He is Colonel Emsworth's son.
Only child. The same fighting blood as the old man, too. We were the sort of pals who... Well, you can only be that when you share the same joys and sorrows. When you... When you're mates, really.
Go on.
The Boer gave us a year of hard fighting. Then one day, there was an action by Diamond Hill, outside Pretoria.
Here goes nothing, then. Oh, come on, boy. Like the wind. Oh. Simpson! Simpson! Oh.
Bullet from an elephant gun.
And you?
I wasn't there. Godfrey and a couple of others had gone on ahead of us. Got lost, I don't know. Brother Boer was waiting for them anyway.
But Emsworth wasn't killed.
Oh, no, no. I had a letter from him, from the hospital in Cape Town. Then one from Southampton when he'd been shipped back home to England. But since then, Mr. Holmes, never a word. Not for 6 months and more.
And you can see no reason.
Mr. Holmes, he was my closest pal.
Bellamy. We could see that this evening.
What is it, John?
It's a theatrical spectacle.
I did manage to construe that from the poster.
It's from Maupassant's novel.
Wasn't that meant to be rather daring?
Not for Paris.
I think I'd rather not, John, if you don't mind.
Tea, then? There must be somewhere close.
I don't know. We seem to be a little out of the way. But then, having seen all that we have... I don't really know where we're meant to go next.
Well, it looks as though if we just go a little further down here, see?
The Quai des Orfèvres. Is that where we are?
Yes.
I wondered why we just happened along here. And that building is it. Is it?
I merely wanted to see.
Can I really have married a man who would sniff when he viewed the Sacré-Cœur and call the Eiffel Tower clever?
Well, it is.
and this man would then walk half across